to the Working Hands Podcast. I'm Tony of Woodland Iron, joined by Keith of Blackthorn Concepts. And tonight we have a special guest, Austin of the Blackthorn. What's going on, boys?
Not much. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. It's going pretty good. Before we get into it, let's thank our sponsors. I'd like to take the time to thank Sabretooth. If you go to sabretooth.com, you can get all your power carving burrs, discs covered. If you use code WH, you can save 10%. I use them. You should too.
And I'll take a moment to thank our sponsor, Maritime Knife Supply, your one-stop shop for makers, your home for abrasives, steel, tools, and more. Save on shipping by getting everything in one from one supplier. You can find him at maritimeknifesupply.com and .ca.
So what is going on, Austin? We're in the final stretch here, coming into Maker Camp.
Yeah, we're really down to the wire. What are we, like 20 some odd days away?
Yeah. It's like 3 weeks away.
It's kind of terrifying. But yeah, we're looking pretty good. I think it's going to be a hell of a turnout. Got a pretty cool lineup of demonstrations and classes this year. Yeah, we're starting a day early. We'll see how that goes. We'll see how people are feeling by Monday morning after a four-day escapade.
4 days of debauchery.
Good debauchery, though. The good kind. But we have our biggest event of the year at Blackthorn is this coming weekend, so we've been kind of going crazy getting ready for that, and then it's pretty much full focus on Maker Camp. So,
you want to start over with what's going on at Maker Camp? So, Austin, Maker Camp's coming up.
Maker Camp is right around the corner. Yep, we are a few weeks away, under a month. I know that. Yeah, it's looking really good. I've got looking like it's gonna be a really good turnout. Where we've already passed the level of silver passes that we sold last year, and this was kind of like one of the higher selling points. Like every maker, some well, 50% of makers are very last minute people, and we'll wait until the very last minute to get their tickets. So like this is normally where I sell a good portion of the silver passes. So the fact that we're ahead of where we were last year already is a really good sign. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Just hoping the weather pans out all right, and it'll be a good weekend.
Weather's going to be just fine.
It always is.
Yeah, yeah. It's very exciting. It sounds like you got a lot of new stuff going on this year.
Yep. I've got something I'm excited for. I just announced it yesterday. I think on Instagram we have Matthew Nunn from Margined Mallet on Instagram. He's going to be teaching stone cutting and different stone carving techniques, which will be kind of really cool. I'm interested to see like where that'll go in the future. Maker Camp is kind of like one of those rabbit holes where you show people how to carve a block of stone, and next thing you know, we might be building a pyramid somewhere or something. Yeah. So that'll be fun, and then we'll have Curtis Neiman is coming back and doing some more silversmithing. We'll have some more going on under the jewelry tent this year. We'll have none other than Kathleen DiResta, sister of our beloved Jimmy DiResta, teaching some basic metal smithing techniques and things like that. The Avid project is going to be really cool. We'll be doing two different ones, one where people can go and weld it together, and the other one where people will be able to forge it. So the one will be Chris Zepp actually kind of came up with the idea. It was like a dodecahedron catch-all tray, which will be all like folded and then welded together. It'll be very sweet. And then we're going to be doing a project where we're getting some 3/8-inch plate, and we're going to be cutting out some tong blanks. So people will get to cut out tongs at the Avid tent, bring it to the coal ironworks tent, forge them out, punch a hole, rivet them together, the whole nine yards, and leave with their first blacksmithing tool.
That's a cool idea.
Just a couple other things we got going on. One.
I like
that. I think it'll be neat. Got some big announcements about the restoration station coming out, but the restoration station will be really cool. We've got some pretty heavy hitters in that tent. Anne of All Trades will be there, Eric Curtis, Larissa Huff. I'm not a woodworker. Of course Rob Rojas is going to be there. So that'd be really cool. They have a ton of old hand planes and stuff they're going to be restoring throughout the course of the weekend, and kind of showing people basic like hand tool restoration techniques. And then they'll be actually giving those away throughout the weekend. And we were talking about it the other day. We're going to try to do some kind of a hashtagable contest where people get their first kind of experience with woodworking at the restoration station, like making their own, like restoring their own tool. And then throughout the winter, we kind of see where people go with that tool. You know what I mean? Like where their woodworking adventures take them, like from their beginning with that one tool. So we're still working out like kind of the hashtag and the details for that. But that's going to be very cool. It'll be a good way to kind of see people's progress and keep the Maker Camp momentum going throughout the course of the winter. Yeah. What are you guys looking forward to at Maker Camp? I know Keith's got a lot on his plate with the Maker Swap.
I got to be honest. I haven't heard anything in the past 3 minutes.
I've got some hashtag
a couple times.
I'm just going to go. Why wouldn't you say something sooner, you fucks? Oh, man.
He just left.
No,
what did you say?
I don't think he cursed at us for sure.
So why didn't you say something sooner? I'm just talking to nobody over here. Really putting my heart and soul into this thing. Oh, man.
Yeah. I heard nothing. I heard there's something with hashtags. But yeah.
Oh, man.
So I didn't say anything because the way this works is it'll record locally on your whatever device you're on. And then when we're done, it'll upload. So even though we can't necessarily hear everything you're saying, we'll still get it. So I was just letting it go. But then I didn't know if you had asked us a good question. I didn't know if you were done talking.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Well, that's why you probably saw the cameras come and go. Because
yeah. If
I shut mine off and it seemed to come around. And then Keith had shut his off, it started to get a little better. And I shut mine off and it seemed to make it a lot better. But yeah. But maybe the video is what's killing us just because of the amount of bandwidth it takes. But like, yeah, it says
yours keeps
popping up yellow saying like,
yeah, it's weird
connection issue. But
so anyway, we'll somehow piecemeal this together into a usable.
I said mine's been consistently shitty the whole time.
Well, if this is the track we use, prepare for this beautiful internet service while you're at Maker Camp.
Actually, you know, the boys or Austin and them have been doing a great job actually bringing stuff up to where it should be.
Yeah, it works pretty good, but that's been working at the smaller events. Do you think with 1,000 people there it's going to be the same?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that is a test, but when we were there the first year, even using the Wi-Fi when I was in the dining hall I tried to put out a post that day or that weekend and couldn't get anything to go. And then this every other time since, it's been getting much better. So now it's usable.
It's serviceable. But yeah, I'm excited for the stone carving. That seems to be new and exciting.
Yeah, it's definitely different from what we've seen. I mean, with having that and the guys from Camp Arrowhead doing the flint napping, that's, I mean, those are two things we haven't seen.
I mean, before. I was in Utah this past week and they had a ton of flint napped knives for sale and arrowheads and stuff. And it was pretty cool to see all that stuff. I was talking to one of the rock guys about it and I bought some obsidian, to bring to Maker.
Oh, really? That expensive stuff or no?
The block I bought it's like a 1 pound block and I think I paid like $12 for it.
Well, it's not bad.
So I don't know if that's expensive or not, but probably I'd have to talk to the Camp Arrowhead guys, but either like maybe one knife or three or four arrowheads. It's not that big. You're still a little muffled on our end, but it's serviceable. That's all right. So we went over the the woodwork and restoration tent, we think, because you talked about that with Ann Briggs, Rob Rojas, Eric Curtis, and such. But the woodworking tent is back with the Green Street Boys.
Yep.
Viz, Green Street, Corey, they're going to be. Rob and Bliss.
Yes. They're going to be doing a make your own picture frame kind of a class. So everybody will be able to make their own picture frame to potentially maybe put their Mark Adams portrait in or their favorite photograph from Maker Camp, whatever they want to do. But yeah, everybody will get their own picture frame. And then they've also got a couple, they're going to be demonstrating some different skills and stuff throughout the course of the weekend. And that'll all, we have the schedule. We're getting pretty close to finishing the schedules up. So we'll have those out pretty soon. And be able to see all the details of what everybody's doing everywhere.
Nice.
Hmm. So what do we got for blacksmiths? We've got the Modern Forge boys are going to be back. I was seeing.
Yep. Modern Forge.
Cole Irons back. Who else?
Yep. Luke and Priscilla will be back in that tent, demonstrating different techniques with Harris torches. And then we'll have Silas and Gabriel Turner will be doing some bladesmithing demonstrations. We, of course, have the intro to blacksmithing classes under there again, too. Then we got under the Broadbeck tent, that'll be a pretty fun one. We've got Jay Nielsen from Forge and Fire. It's going to be demonstrating. He's going to be forging canister Damascus and showing us how to do that. And then Mareko Malmasi is going to be there, and he's got a couple different classes scheduled throughout the weekend. So just different. Like I know one of the classes he wants to do is a class on math in like planning out your Damascus, like doing different patterns and how different math and geometry applies to that. And he's got some more kind of in-depth, more detailed, kind of harder to find bladesmithing sort of information that he wants to teach. So that'll be really cool.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to see the Damascus work. I mean, you always kind of see it on the Forge and Fire stuff, but you don't really get a really good explanation on how to work out the patterns and all that kind of stuff. So that'd be cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And then another new thing, Adam from Uncle Sam Metalworks is going to be doing a shop first aid class. He's a certified.
Very cool.
He's a EMT. He's certified in something enough to be teaching a class on like what to do if you hurt yourself in the shop, you know, or if somebody gets hurt in your shop.
That's his.
Yeah. He works as an EMT, and then he is, I believe, certified as a trainer as well.
Oh, perfect. Yes, yeah. Super certified. And then,
exactly.
We'll be doing legit certified, not just Maker Camp certified, legit certified. Then Joe Jax will be doing some more content classes on creating content and videography and things like that. I know he's got a couple of contests planned.
That's going to happen actually.
Last year was at Jimmy's shop, but this year we're going to have it right in the makerspace. So we'll have a classroom set up in there. He's going to do some classes. I know one of the classes he's going to do is a short form video contest. So like a video for like Instagram or TikTok, like sort of length. And then he wants to do a longer one that'll last kind of like more so into the off season. And I think he wants to do something about like capturing the vibe of Maker Camp and who had the best like long form video on like capturing the vibe of Maker Camp at Maker Camp 2023. So that'll be kind of a fun thing to do. And then what else do we have in the makerspace? We've got Evan Watson is going to be teaching an engraving class. It's more of a demonstration than a class. Very like deep. I don't know if you've ever seen Evan's work, but he does really, really, really cool engravings. It'll be really interesting to see him do that in person. What else?
Yeah,
he does.
He does do great work.
Yeah. And then Matt Stagmer is also going to be doing some engraving classes too. He does. I'm pretty sure Evan uses like one of those power gravers. I don't know what it's called, but Matt I think does like by hand kind of a deal. So we'll see kind of pneumatic, the old school versus new school. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Evan uses like those pneumatic ones for sure.
Trying to think of there's a thousand things going on. For some reason, it's just hard to
sort them all out right now. What else? Keith, you've helped me with a little bit of the scheduling. What are some things that you've seen that you're looking forward to?
I didn't catch anything you said there.
I said you've helped me with quite a bit of the scheduling. What are some things on it that you've seen that you're looking forward to?
That I'm looking forward to?
Oh,
so much. I want to get back to the silversmithing tent. I want to see what, is it Kristen DiResta?
Kathleen.
Is doing? Kathleen DiResta.
Kathleen, yeah.
I want to see what she's teaching. And there's another one over there too, right?
Oh, yeah, we have Curtis Bowen.
Jewelry,
what's that?
No, go ahead. This internet's terrible. I don't mean to step on you.
Oh, no, you're good. I'm still sorting out I might put I have a local glass blower that I might put in that tent as well. It makes some pretty cool stuff. As of right now, it would be Curtis, Gary Ochus is going to be doing Kathleen . So we've got it'll be a pretty full tent this year. We've increased the size of it a little bit since last year as well. And, all the tents, for the most part, are a little bit bigger this year because we got a little more going on in each one. So it's gonna be cool. We've got the layout has definitely changed quite a bit. We aren't doing the maker burn this year, so we're able to utilize more areas of the field and kind of spread things out a little bit differently in a way that I'm hoping will kind of create a little more traffic throughout the event and help the flow a little bit. So we'll see how it all works out.
The power carving tent's going to be cool. Cecilia is going to be there power carving this year, so that should be fun.
Jody reached out to me right after Make Camp last year. Yeah, the shop wood designs, I think.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, she makes some cool stuff.
They've got a big spot in the tent this year. Jody from Sabretooth reached out to me right after Maker Camp last year and said we want to come back and we want a bigger tent. So they're back and their tent is much bigger.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they had their little corner of that tent jam full most of the weekend. That was good to see.
I think they plan on having six separate carving stations. So be a lot of power carving under that tent. And then of course you'll have under there you'll have Tracy and Katrina. They're gonna be doing a lot of handle carving and things like that. They don't stop, you know. Morning to night, they're teaching people how to use the shave horse and draw knives and how to handle axes, and so that's always fun. We've got, of course, Isotune just coming back. Kaizen Insert will be back. Bumble Shoots is coming. So we've got some new companies on board. Magnematic will be in the knife making tent. For people who don't know, Magnematic is, they make a dust collector for metal that it's kind of one of those things where nobody's ever really made a good one yet. And it's very exciting for me anyway, as a knife maker, having a way to collect all my metal dust. So I'm hoping that people will get some value out of seeing that product and meeting that company, made in America, you know, a family owned business. So very excited to have them out. We'll have Mag Switch in the welding tent, another new addition to the Maker Camp family. Got who else? Keith, help me out here.
I will. I just don't want to talk over top of you. That's all. One of the things I haven't done yet, but I do want to try, is the powder coating with Chad.
Yes. I still haven't done that either. Crafting.
Yeah. There's always a line and I can never make it over. The pewter casting.
Maybe Chad will give us like an after hours deal. Yep, pewter casting is coming back. That'll be in the jewelry tent.
Then there's pen turning with Nick from Tech Ed Fireman.
I still have yet to turn a pen. Pen too. Got to give that a whirl.
I turned a pen at the first one at 19, but I haven't been back ever.
I feel like if you've turned one, you've probably turned 100. You know?
I turned them here.
Pat Lab is bringing a Tormek machine to demonstrate sharpening techniques, and is going to be sharpening people's knives and hand tools and stuff at Maker Camp. So that'll also be very cool.
Paul Jackman doing power carving.
What's that?
Paul Jackman doing power carving.
Well, if If Pat Lapp is there, you know Paul Jackman isn't too far away.
The bromance continues.
Now that I actually think of it, I've never actually seen one in a room without the other. I'm trying to think of a situation where you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
Don't forget the timber frame project is happening.
Oh, that's going to, I can't wait to see that one go up. I think that one's going to be the most spectacular one out of all of them so far.
I think it's going to be huge.
That's going to be really cool. We're actually just it's going to be massive. We're actually just planning out the site for it the other day. We got a little bit of site work to do, a little bit of grading, got to pour some piers, but it's all looking good. We had some pavers donated to, put underneath it.
Are the pavers going to be done ahead of time or after Maker Camp?
No, that would be done after Maker Camp. We also have a contractor that offered to put them in. So it'll be after the fact. And then when everybody comes back for either classes or one of the workshops in the spring or fall, we can check it out.
Very cool.
So I see you got some forges on the way.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very excited to see those things working.
What a guy. So, yeah, Brian Brian reached out to me. Said, hey, like, do you guys want some forages for Maker Camp? And absolutely. So he's coming up. He's bringing four of those forages with him. We'll have those for forever. So it's definitely a big step up for all of our hammer-ins and forging classes and stuff. Really excited to have those as part of our teaching infrastructure. They are beautiful. They have Maker Camp logo well done on.
Yeah, Brian's a good guy. I was talking to him today. I'm excited to actually meet him in person.
Yeah, me too.
We've had a couple of conversations. Seems very cool.
You're right. I'm excited too.
I gotta watch those forges closely though.
What was that, Austin? No.
Go ahead, Austin.
You. No, you go, Tony.
No, all I was saying was I'm excited. I'm like, you made the point of being excited for like what it means after camp too, like for the forge events and the Mr. Volcanoes have their place, but I can see that you're outgrowing them very quickly.
Yes. We'll never get rid of our Mr. Volcanoes. You know, like you said, the special place in our heart. And honestly, for the money, I don't think you can get a better forge for the money that you spend on Mr. Volcano. But
oh no, I mean, it's doing God the job. It's
damn,
just when
these,
you're
these
when you've got
olive like, forges are incredible.
Yeah, when you got 10 or 15 people trying to work on three forges, it becomes quite difficult.
Yeah, especially when you're starting to work on like when we were doing the group forge and you're working on bigger components and you've got six things in the fire at once. Yeah, definitely going to be a step in the right direction. And yeah, the propane you found them, they're much more efficient too. So we'll save a lot of gas, and I'm very excited.
Yeah, them being the ribbon burner will make a big difference. You get a lot of heat. Like that's what I have here, what I made. So it's it'll be really good. Once you figure out how to dial them in, they'll be mint.
And we got a new Broadbeck Ironworks in, one of the nice shiny painted ones with the brand new tracking wheels and the whole nine yards. So that'll be set up. That one will probably be in the blacksmithing tent for Silas and the Coal Ironworks guys and all of them to use. And then we'll have our deburring station for the plasma project will actually be in the Broadbeck tent this year. So the Broadbeck guys are going to kind of host the deburring section of the plasma project, which will be neat, which kind of just makes sense. I don't know why I didn't think of that for last year. So I feel like a lot of people haven't really gotten to meet the guys from Broadbeck. They're very cool guys, and this will give people an opportunity to kind of work with them a little bit and test their machines out and see what they do and work on their plasma projects. And then Total Boat's gonna be doing another boat race, the Maker Regatta on Sunday.
Well, that's fun.
It's not a definite, but from what a little birdie told me that they might be doing something with airboats, and they might be giving people little motors to put in their boats to propel them across the ponds. So that will be interesting to see.
Did they give Paul Jackman too?
There was a lot of shenanigans last year with the boat race. I don't know how Paul Jackman's going to cheat, but rest assured he's going to cheat. So that'll be fun. Last year, Jacob Nose just basically nosedived right into that pond to get his boat, and people were very, very into that. So it'll be fun again to do this year.
Yeah, I don't want to miss anyone, so I'm just looking at the list here. We got Ronders and Darren Henderson doing chainsaw milling.
Yep.
We have Ethan.
Yep, with the Granberg.
Yeah. Ethan Carter for Fernando.
Oh,
Dennis Forrester, all doing leather.
Yep. So Fernando and Ethan are going to be doing more so like pattern cutting, stitching, edge finishing, things like that. And then Dennis is, I don't know if you're familiar with his work, but he does leather tooling. So kind of carving and painting designs into leather. And he does some really, really incredible stuff. So it'll be kind of just like the next step into leather working. If you already know how to, you know, stitch together a wallet, well, the next step is kind of be able to put some fancy stuff on it. And that's where Dennis comes in. So every year I want to kind of keep building people's skill sets that they can develop at Maker Camp. And, you know, like I don't want somebody to say like, well, I went to the leather tent last year and it's the same thing this year, so there's nothing for me there again, right? You know, so every year we'll do a little bit more and kind of keep that trend going. But it's going to be hard to top this year. Dennis is world class, and everybody's familiar enough with Fernando and Ethan's work. So
Patty Gilstrap's going to be doing her sewing class again. She's also added a couple things for that.
Hell yeah, she is.
She's gonna be doing.
Yep, and she's—I know she has a group project she wants to add on with it too.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Oh, nice.
What else here? Intro to blacksmithing class with Bob Menard and his crew.
Yeah, and I think there's multiple crews doing that as well. Bob's got a crew, and then I think there's some others, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep. So Brett McAfee will actually not be there this year. He's got some prior obligations going on. So he passed the torch down to Trevor Higgins. He's a Dusty Squeak on Instagram. But if anybody knows Trevor, they know he is a total sweetheart and an excellent teacher. One of the most patient guys I've ever met. So yes. him and Jason Figueredo are going to kind of be heading up a team. And then Bob and Sam Paracas will be heading up another team. They'll be kind of doing shifts on and off for the blacksmith.
That's fantastic.
Town. Yeah, very good. Very nice.
I know we skipped over Total Boat, but is Dre doing a Total Boat demo?
Yep. I know Dre's going to be doing some Razzo demonstrations. And I know they're going to be doing some collaborations with Sabretooth and Onefinity CNC.
Oh, that's awesome.
They're going to be doing some coasters. And, yeah. Yeah, lots of collaborations at Maker Camp this year. I know Shaper is working on something with somebody. I can't give any details yet, but expect some kind of a Shaper collaboration.
Come on, drop the goods here. Drop the goods
here. Sure, many more by the time I make
it.
Well, truth be told, I don't even know all the details yet, so I'm not even in the know enough.
Don't forget about the whole printing tent with Dave Bauer and Ryan Smith. That's always a fun tent.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, that was a hit last year, so
can't wait to get over there.
Yeah, they're pretty much gonna be doing the same deal this year. I know they've got some new tricks up their sleeves, but I'm not gonna let that kind of.
I will say
just
though,
yet.
If you're coming to Maker Camp and you've always wanted to try block printing, definitely go with an idea. Don't do what I did last year and stand there talking to Dave for an hour without an idea of what you want to carve into that block. So think about that before you show up.
I mean, you can still stand there and talk to Dave
for
an hour.
Yeah, yeah, but I got nothing done when I was over there. who else do we have? Is Keith Mitchell going to be there again?
Yep, Keith is going to be in the Total Boat tent. He is going to be doing I'm trying to picture the Total Boat schedule in my head right now. He's going to be doing some boat building stuff, so he's going to be working with people who are making their airboats. Yep.
Adrian Vita coming back with the scroll saw.
Where are that? Yep, she'll be up in the Highland Hardwoods tent doing scroll saw classes. We will have he doesn't have an Instagram, but his name is David Smythe. He's a potter. He makes some really, really cool earthware looking pottery, and he'll be spinning on the wheel all weekend long, and then I think the term is throwing on the wheel all weekend long. And then he's got a it's called a Reku kiln that he uses to finish all the pieces with. And from what he says, it's like a very like dramatic kind of like fiery volcano-y kind of a thing, kind of very similar to the smelt that the smelt team six guys do, who will also be there. So we're actually going to have him on like the other side of that little hillside as the smelt team guys. So we'll have like two little volcanoes going. I think it'll look cool, especially at night and whatnot.
Yeah, that will be cool. Smelt team six, for anyone who doesn't know, they take ore and make steel out of it right there at camp, which is a,
yeah,
very, it's badass. A very cool process to watch. Definitely stop by and check them out.
Yes, go tease them like I did. Yeah, it's fun.
Nope, Hammer will be over there, so definitely pick on him a little bit.
Yes.
We have
maybe by one
Stephen DeForest too, right?
Yep, Stephen will be in the Sabretooth tent. Yep. He makes some really cool axe cheats. So he's gonna be doing kind of just like an overview on how to make a sheath for an edge tool like that. Kind of a niche thing to do, and makes some pretty cool ones. So he'll be a good guy to learn from. And we've got
the art.
Oh man, there's so many more.
The art of craftsmanship, bow making.
Oh yeah. Yep, the bow making class. That one I haven't really mentioned at all yet, and that's gonna be really cool. Doing a bow making class, but we're working on setting up a little archery range, so people will actually be able to try out the bows that we make throughout the weekend.
Oh, that's cool! Don't stand downwind.
That'll be very neat. Well, we're gonna make it. We'll make it airtight. It'll be safe, or it'll be making camp safe.
Camp Arrowhead would be doing flint napping, and not mention those guys.
Yep, flint napping is going to be a fun new one. Interested to see where people are going to go.
The rope skills?
Yep, that'll also be in the Camp Arrowhead tent. Shane Mooney, Chip Platt, and Patrick Reynolds plan on kind of heading that up. They're just going to teach people. Like, not making is a super, super useful skill to have, like for making or anything, really. So they're going to be doing just like overview of like some basic simple knots that they think are handy like to know in the workshop and in everyday life. So that'll be also a fun new one. We've got the barbecue on Sunday with Will Shear. We're changing that up a little bit. Instead of doing that for lunch and then doing dinner 2 hours after that like we've done in the past, we're just going to move that later on in the day and have that as dinner for Sunday. But Will's planning on cooking for like 600 people. He's got trailer smokers on the way. He's got a huge operation in mind. So, really looking forward to eating some of that barbecue. I always do.
And don't forget the Lincoln tent with Lucas and Chris and all the other teachers for the intro to welding.
Oh, class. Absolutely. I didn't
mention that at all. Can't forget that.
Yes, Intro to Welding, sponsored by Lincoln Electric. They're going to be setting us up with six teaching setups and some state-of-the-art machinery. They're going to be sending out some really awesome teachers to teach everybody some basic MIG welding skills. Now, we might have some other fun surprises in the welding tent this year, too, but definitely going to be a little bit bigger in the welding tent than we've been in the past. Well, we doubled the size of that, and we've got mag switch in there. They make really cool magnet fixturing tools. And we've got Weld.com, who makes for those of you who don't know Weld.com, they're kind of like an online welding community and like an educational content creating site. But they're gonna be there filming some welding content throughout the weekend and interviewing people and all that fun stuff.
Fantastic.
Ooh, Wasco. I forgot about our friends at Wasco. They're gonna be supplying us with gas for the weekend, welding gas. Wasco is just like a welding supply superstore, but local guy to Lucas, pretty close to him, but super super cool guy. Website sells a lot of really useful things, and we're excited to have them at Maker Camp as well.
Did you mention, and I may have missed it with the bad internet I have, but Isotunes, Even Heat?
Yep, I think I did. Heat,
yeah, you did.
Bumble Shoots.
Even Heat will be, yep, in the Broadback tent. Bumble Shoots, yep.
Highland Hardwoods is sponsoring the woodworking tent.
Yes. Yep. Walrus Oil is going to be sending out some products for us to put in the leatherworking tent. They've got some leatherworking, some leather finishing products, and also some stuff for people to finish their their blacksmith made products in the blacksmithing tent. So that'll be cool. We'll be hooking us up with all of that.
It's weird that we've gone, what, maybe 40 minutes so far, 30 minutes so far, about a whole maker event, and you haven't mentioned Brunt once.
Oh, wow. That's a good point. Yeah, I'm wearing a Brunt shirt right now. Yeah, Brunt Workwear is going to be there. They've got, I don't know if they want me to disclose what they're doing, so I won't, but they've got something super fun planned. I think everybody's going to like it a lot. They're going to be sponsoring the Saturday night bonfire party. We'll have an axe throwing trailer coming out for that. We've got live music. We got a happy hour from a free draft beer going on. So that's going to be a really fun one. Send Cut Send is going to be sponsoring the karaoke party once again. So be there for that on Friday night. And then Sunday night, we'll have a, no, like I said, no more Make or Burn, but we'll have a more of a more formal closing ceremonies and then a nice fireworks show and then potentially a celebrity guest DJ afterwards for a bit of a Sunday night after party. So exactly like that. We might even do a silent disco.
That should be fun.
Everybody bring your headphones.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great year, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be a jam-packed weekend. Oh, yeah.
And don't forget Thursday night s'mores and game night.
Thursday night s'mores, yes. And make a Jenga block. Look at our posts on Instagram for the dimensions. But everybody make a Jenga block out of whatever material you want, whatever methods you want, and bring it and add to our game of giant Jenga.
Decorate it as you want to or no?
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
Just keep it PG, you know?
Well, obviously. I just thought maybe people would want to put their logo on it. I wasn't going down some dirty hole.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I want all the pieces to be as unique as possible. Like I said, it can be 3D printed. It could be epoxy poured. It could be forged Damascus. I don't care what it is. But I forget what the dimensions we had on that were. But hold on a second. I got them on my phone. Tell all of the people.
My internet's terrible. I don't know if you're done talking or not.
We lost you at 3D print. That's what the last thing I heard.
Yeah. But yeah, so that should be fun. And then are you going to leave the Jenga out to play all weekend or is that just for Thursday?
I'm not sure if we'll have it out all weekend because we'll be using that space throughout the events. But I do have the dimensions for the blocks up on my phone right now. So they got to be 2 inches by 10 inches by 3 5/16.
Okay.
And they have to have slightly rounded edges. So
as close to
check,
two like by said,
check
four
out
as
our posts on Instagram about that. Yeah, it's pretty, I guess it would be pretty close to a 2x4, yeah. Well no. That's 3 5/16 isn't it's a little bit less than 2x4. 2x3 5/16. But yeah. Make them, bring them, and let's play a giant game of Jenga. We'll bring some hard hats, and it'll be a good time.
So it seems like it's going to be a great
year. I think hard hats are going to be a must for that. Absolutely.
Well, Tony, what do you think? We thank those patrons?
Yeah, let's do that. We got our list here. We have Cordy. Yeah, Cordy. Not Cordy. Corey of Odyssey CNC, Christy of Twisted Twine, Annette of 513 Woodworks, Full Steam Designs by Chris Powell, Lily Nurture Photography, David Beckwith Makes, NB Woodfinery, and our top tier we have Eastpoke Studios, Danelle Smith Cringe. Yeah. Wow, I'm having a rough day. Danelle Smith Christian, Brian Drennan, Lawrence of MaritimeKniveSupply.com, Ed Johns of ButtJoints.com, Adam of Uncle Sam Metalworks, Vincent Ferrari of Digitally Creative, Brian Housework of Work For It Podcast, Artigino Osorio, Matt of Wooden Mustache, Brad of Brad's Customs, Chad of Chad's Custom Creations, David and Joanna of Wido Works, Ryan of Gnome Hammer Forge, David of DW Wood Builds, and Matt of First Do Construction. Thank you all.
Thank you all. If you are coming to Maker Camp, don't forget about your swap item. We'll be doing the swap on Sunday, so that'll be fun.
Yes, bring your
dress. How do we go for over a half an hour and not talk about the name block?
Oh, yeah. That's such a small part of Maker Camp. It's only worth mentioning at the end.
Oh, stop.
But yeah, we did a whole episode on it last week, and I don't think people need to hear about it anymore. Just a friendly reminder that you're less than 3 weeks away from finishing it to get it there in time, so...
I'll get it done. Don't worry.
We had somebody reach out to the office asking if they could ship a 60-pound box containing their maker swap item ahead of time.
What did you say?
I don't know what this person made, but it was.
What did you say?
It was 60 pounds. What am I? Of course I said yes. What am I going to say? No, make something else.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, yeah, that's somebody put that much time into something that weighs 60 pounds. Wow.
Just like what you were saying earlier, like people, like the makers are always like last minute folk, right? I'm not done with mine yet. Tony's not done with his. And already what I'm seeing is insane. For somebody to finish a 60-pound piece and be able to ship it ahead of time, I'm very intrigued as to what this could be.
Yep, me too. A little worried. You know, 60 pounds is a lot. You got a lot of possibilities there, but
that
should
is
be
pretty
cool.
Wild. It is pretty wild. All right, what do you think? We call it Tony and head on over to the after show?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
All right. Well, if you want to find Austin, you can find him on Instagram at the Maker Camp or
at the Maker Camp.
At the Maker Camp, right? It's the Maker Camp.
Well, I don't know. Do you say the at part or do you just say the Maker Camp? I never know anymore.
I always say at the Maker Camp.
It's the Maker Camp.
Yeah.
It just feels right.
If you're one of those fine folks who hasn't bought a ticket yet, you're crazy. Order your ticket before they sell out. You do have a cap this year, right, Austin?
They're still available.
They are still available, but they're going quick.
Yeah, I do have a cap this year.
They're going quick.
They're going like hotcakes.
So get your orders in now.
So get yours.
There's a link to the Eventbrite ticket sales on the CatskillsMountainMakerCamp.com website. I will put a link in the show notes here, and I will put a link to the Eventbrite in the stories this week from the Working Hands account. Just order your ticket. If you're not already following the Maker Camp, follow them. If you want to find Tony, he's at Woodland Iron. I'm at Blackthorn Concepts. Both of us can be found at Working Hands Podcast. Don't forget about the Gnome Hammer thing. If you want to get in on the Patreon for us or for him or buy a ticket through him, you know how that you can win a hammer. So go for that. His hammers are awesome. Anything else? Any other parting words, Austin?
I don't think so. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody in a few weeks, though.
Tony, you got any parting words?
No, I'm just shocked by the amount of stuff that's going to be there.
Yeah. I don't know how you keep it all straight, Austin. It's crazy.
It's getting better and better.
I don't. That's the secret. I don't.
Yeah. You don't. You stress about it. And then the day it all kicks off, it's like, all right, go have fun.
It's like a wedding.
Yep.
It's like a wedding.
It's out of my hands.
It's all stress. And then you don't even remember the event when it happens. But
exactly.
Rate and review the show.
No, I love doing it though.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We love that you do it. So don't stop. Even when it becomes too much, just keep trudging through. Cause it's the Super Bowl for makers, Austin. I mean, it has to happen every year now.
Oh, you flatter me.
What's that?
The Super Bowl. I said, you flatter me. The Super Bowl for makers. That's pretty big.
Well, it is the big game for makers, at least in my mind.
Fair enough. Well, I hope this year lives up to all of that hype, and I hope we can keep on building it and living up to everybody's expectations and all that. Really looking forward to doing it again this year and learning from this year to do it again better next year.
With that, we're going to go into the after show, and Austin's going to tell us all the secrets of Maker Camp that you guys don't know about. So if you want to hear it, join the Patreon. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Later.
See ya.